This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. Time for us to bring a little sunshine, or hopefully maybe a lot of sunshine, into your life. We are here to do just that on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. There have been a lot of people who have been waxing philosophical about the passing of J. Thomas. And I was going to spend some time, actually, on a couple of different people who have been in the news in the last few days. The passing of J. Thomas at the age of 69. I talked about what a consummate radio fellow he was. He worked for 10 years here in Boston, worked on, I think, Power 106 for about 10 years in Los Angeles as well, mm-hmm. while doing lots of other things. I think he really got an acting start when he was working on Power 106, Jennifer, there. The reason I'm talking about him again is because I was thinking, I've said off and on, both on the air and off the air, as I've thought about J. Thomas and what he meant to the radio business and to the creative world, because that's probably the best way of describing him. He's very creative. There are very few people who are on the air, on the radio, who are able to make the transition from radio to acting. It has happened, but lightning doesn't strike very often. Bob Crane, who was Hogan's Heroes, was a very successful disc jockey. Dick Van Dyke. Did you know that Dick Van Dyke was on the radio before he became an actor? Yeah.
I didn't. Right. No. Now, I love him, though.
I remember being accused because I didn't know who Robert David Hall was. I had no idea who he was. But he was a radio guy before he became an actor. And so was Rick Moranis.
Really?
Is a radio personality.
So funny.
He
yeah.
lives in our
That's
neighborhood.
A weird one.
Yeah, yeah, he lives in our neighborhood. He's like a hermit now, just does voiceover
do
work.
Yeah, right. He's a voiceover guy.
Yeah.
yeah. But you don't wow. think about he just doesn't want the publicity, doesn't want to be. Would you recognize him if you saw him?
Lewis just know. Saw him on the street a couple weeks ago and said hi to him.
Really?
Yeah, because he saw that on Twitter. It was birthday. Yeah, he was very friendly. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Yeah. It's just one of those things. I was just in passing. I was thinking about the very few guys that I know of. And by the way, the same thing is true when it comes to radio hosts who try to do television. That is, the act on radio to television doesn't really translate. Limbaugh is probably one of the good examples of that. His shtick on the radio doesn't work on television. And a lot of other people. I'd say that there are a few exceptions. Steve Harvey is one of those guys who has been able to create a good radio presence, a very positive, strong radio presence, and then do a television show that has some of the same nature to it. And then there is the other stuff that he does. But it's not easy to do, for whatever the reason. I've never tried it. I don't know whether you ever have thought about it, any of you. It just isn't something. I kind of wanted to do, and I almost did, by the way, that's a train going through the farm in the background. You can hear that.
I thought you had, like, the washing machine on.
I know.
Well, I'm having a looking. As you know, my children have been here visiting on the farm, and my grandson is here, and apparently he just he went bonkers. Sometimes children have a to-do, and nobody knows why there's a to-do. It's just a to-do. And so he was going to come upstairs because he wanted to be on with me, and his mother said, "Nope, you have to stay down here." So it's an interesting world we live in. We create our own world on the radio. And the imagery, the use of words and phrases and stories and things, and the listeners that become part of our family understand some of it. There's a familiarity. And that was one of the hardest things that I learned about when I started to do this program almost 30 years ago, being able to talk to lots of people in lots of different places. But in reality, what happens when you go, for example, when I started working at KBC, there was a beginning. I started, here's who I am, this is what I do, let's have a conversation, And that went on for about 3 years until Disney bought the station. But there was a beginning and an end to it. When it comes to doing a syndicated program, I use KCAA as long as I'm in Los Angeles. That's Riverside. And we're on now there. But when we started, we don't start as an individual show. Okay, this is the first day of this program. No, the program has been on the air for 29 years, but it's the first day on this station. So it takes a while for people to sort of gravitate to what it is that you're all about. And sometimes you have the time, sometimes you don't. I think it wasn't long ago, ladies, we were talking about how, in terms of music, if you don't hook the listener in the first 13, 14 seconds of the song, they're gone, not interested. And that's the way it is on radio, not quite that short a span, but in terms of television, you watch a show for a few minutes, you make up your mind, I want to watch that, I don't want to watch that. Right? Isn't that how we all do it, pretty much?
Yeah.
Short window. So anyway, little radio inside. Yeah, inside and inside, mostly brought about because of our continuing thinking about Jay Thomas and how cool he was and what a loss it is. So, 13 past the hour in a moment, some more conversation about the Powerball winner and what really happened behind the scenes to the lady who won $758 million. Well, it turned out to be $480,000, and then that turned out to be $330 million, but who's
whatever.
Who's going to come?
A lot of cash.
Right, exactly. So we'll talk about Mavis Wanzik in a moment. Now I want to talk about my favorite pillow, my pillow. It's not your pillow. It's mine. My pillow. You can't have my pillow. Get your own pillow. Your own my pillow. It becomes kind of confusing, doesn't it? I don't want your my pillow. I want my own my pillow. My pillow is not your pillow. Your pillow is not my pillow. My pillow is my pillow. My pillow stays cool and in place all night. That's what Jennifer was saying about the patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow. MyPillow. 50% off four-pillow pack plus free shipping when you use the code DJV. That's it, DJV. Money-back guarantee, MyPillow.com or 800-716-5989. Don't forget the DJV.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, stay big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Daddy, where do babies come from? Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here in Massachusetts, the conversation has been hot and heavy. Hot and heavy on the Powerball jackpot winner, second largest in history of... So this lady quit her job. Her name is Mavis Wanczyk. W-A-N-C-Z-Y-K. So it was, on paper it was $758 million. If she'd have taken it over however many years, I think it's a 20-year payout, right? You get the whole $758. But if you're smart about it...
Right? The annuity would be 30 payments...
Is that what it is, 30
payments? I think so, yeah.
Still minus taxes, though. I'm with her. I would take it all at once, wouldn't you?
Right.
Well, you put it in and you invest it in smart stuff.
Well, so if you do invest it. I was reading yesterday, Jim Cramer, you know, from the financial stuff, yeah. The guy who yells a lot. He, yeah. He said to take it all at once, and then there was another guy who said that so many lottery winners file for bankruptcy that right. He actually thinks in the case of the lottery that you should take it in the annuity because if you mess up with one of the big payments, you still have more coming, which does
one
make sense.
One-third of lottery winners eventually file for bankruptcy. How about that?
It's crazy.
Well, it really is, I mean, it's like people who get new money. I mean, new money is hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks it's going to be the answer to your prayers.
Trust fund babies, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to be smart about it so that you stick to the life that you're used to. You're accustomed to a certain thing, and once you get into that groove. So if you think your problems vanish, though, when you strike it rich, life gets much more complicated when you win one of these jackpots. Here's the story from James Grubman, who is a wealth psychologist who's seen what a mixed blessing all this sudden money can be like. Family squabbles, they all want a piece, an identity crisis for sure. How do you raise responsible children when there's all that money? The truth is everything changes when you have so much dough. Sudden wealth is hard for people to wrap their heads around. You can't imagine the reality. I mean, this woman's got more money than Beyonce, if you want to put it into that perspective.
How much does she have now after taxes?
$336,350,655 was the check.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So Taylor Swift is worth $280 million. Beyonce is worth $305. So this woman's worth more than either of them.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know what is really interesting in this financial thing that I was reading yesterday about lottery winners? The government takes 25% of it right away, the taxes. Yeah. They don't take all the taxes. You actually owe the balance of that tax on April 15th, the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you don't really lose all of it at once. So if you win the lottery in the beginning of the year, you have a whole year to actually earn more interest on that lump sum.
And invest it intelligently so that you can have write-offs.
Right.
Yeah, there are all kinds of opportunities.
You need someone to help you, though. Did you guys see the press conference where the lawyer next to her was like, oh, well, we're going to make sure we protect her from people who are looking for her to invest her money in surveys. She's talking about this woman being swindled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are swindled.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of cash. Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Bernie Madoff has a great plan for her money.
Yeah. Well.
You know, there's plenty of them out there that are just like it.
Well,
yeah.
Of course there are. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to be smart on your own. Watch your own money. I know people who have money and they just, I've had my share of it up and down and I was pretty good at investing in real estate, which is something that I know something about and certainly invested in this program. If I hadn't done that, there wouldn't be. I used money that I made from real estate to keep this program going in the soft moments of post-2008. 21 after the hour, but good luck to her. This is the DJB Show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, than you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most influential pioneers of funk is Bootsy Collins, bringing his return to music to light with the first of the new album in 6 years called Worldwide Funk, due out in October. One of the members of the group Parliament Funkadelic, he dug out his Rolodex, recruited a group of musicians. This is a 15-song LP, kind of an eclectic group. Victor Wooten, Stanley Clark, who were bassists to Dougie Fresh. I remember him. Big Daddy Kane, Chuck D, Buckethead, and Music Soul Child. I don't remember any of those. Dougie Fresh, I remember, but I remember.
Buckethead and Music Soul Child are newer. Newer artists. They're not.
I've
on
never
that
felt less relevant in my life.
Well, that's the thing. This is an inside.
Buckethead actually wears a bucket on his head, yeah. And he's a guitar Perfect. Player who filled in Guns N' Roses for Slash when they first got back together. So you may have seen a guy with like a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket on his head. That's Buckethead.
He played with James Brown when he first got started. And then was really important to George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic in the 70s. And of the new album, Mr. Bootsy says, quote, "I've never really been concerned about what others thought or about me and my music, as long as it made you feel good and sexy. I like them old house parties, sharing a Coke and a smile while doing a bump and grind."
I feel like those are all the house parties you used to go to, Doug.
I didn't go to many house parties like that.
Back in the 70s with some funk and some bump and grind?
Not me. I'm not from the bump and grind department. That kind of
thing. Oh, come on, don't sell yourself short.
I know, right?
All right, next up in the music world is Shania Twain, who has somehow or other come into focus with Brad Pitt in the lyrics of the song That Don't Impress Me Much.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Famous song. Yeah,
this is her second big song after Santa Monica Boulevard. Right?
That was Sheryl Crow.
What? Oh, that was Sheryl Crow.
two different people.
You know, I always confuse the two of them.
My relevancy just came back.
Yeah, right. Okay, very good, Jennifer. So what's the story between her and Brad Pitt? Is there some connection that we're supposed to know about? Or is this just wishful thinking on her part?
Well, I mean, she's happily married, but she did mention Brad Pitt in this lyric to this particular song that we happen to be listening to that don't impress me much. So, I don't know. What else is the connection?
She was 32 when the album came out. Brad Pitt was 33. Apparently, his nude photos somehow
inspired it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also keep in mind, this came out, you know, what, 15 years ago now? I mean, that was at the height of Brad Pitt.
It was
20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. There goes the relevancy police again.
When he and Gwyneth had matching haircuts.
Yeah, I mean, he was like the biggest, hottest heartthrob out there. I mean, everybody.
You want to know the truth? I never told this before, she said. I remember I had a girlfriend visiting me, and it was near Christmas, and we were baking cookies. I was writing an album, and there was a scandal about Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow, where he was naked in Playgirl magazine. And then he sued them for publishing these photos. It was the rage. I said, I don't know what all the fuss is about. That don't impress me very much, and that's where the song came from. She wasn't impressed with Brad Pitt being naked. Okay. There's a story there. Not bad.
All right. I wonder what she was looking at that Brad Pitt naked didn't do it for. Like, what did she have at home at the time?
She had Mutt Lang at home.
Ooh. No, she had a picture of me.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me? What do you mean, oh, wow?
That was funny.
It's good to have a healthy sense of self. Good for you, Dougie.
And then that we hear the line right there, that don't impress me much. Right, like it was on cue or something, like had it been planned to play as I said that. I like Shania Twain and
that other one whose name you can't remember, Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow. All right, this is a good tune, too. 28 past the hour, DJ B Show.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
JD Experience. It's time for us to do advice to mothers to be. We should start a new part of this program where I could bring my daughter back. Not much chance of that because when I'm on the air, she's on the West Coast, and it's not a time for her to be up. Plus the fact she doesn't really like being on.
It's not my first choice.
No, I understand that.
No.
Megan and Brendan and Miles and Matthew have been visiting the farm. And have had what I consider to be a great experience. Miles has found a big, wide, wonderful world called grass.
Mm-hmm. He loves it.
Animals and mm-hmm. tractors and things. And he's just at the age he's been here. You've heard him perhaps off and on a couple of little moments here and there. He'll come into the studio.
The small voice that says, hi.
Yeah. You have met and know Jennifer, mm-hmm. But you don't know Victoria. You would enjoy her company because she has a lot of the same philosophies that you do about life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to that anymore.
I was going to say, I know exactly where that's going, and hooray.
And I'm told that we would be fast friends.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably would be. And then there's Kara Schilling.
And we're both Capricorns.
Oh, perfect. Stubborn, bossy, things that can't be mentioned that begin with B.
Uh-huh. Yes. They can't be mentioned. We can spell it out if you want.
I do so much spelling in my everyday life.
Yes, right.
Spare your audience the spelling.
So Kara Schilling is also in the control room in the studio in Washington. Megan goes back to the days when Rich was in the control room. Megan was in college. How old were you when you first went on with me?
Oh, good heavens, I don't remember. Probably. I think in high school I just limited myself to banging on the floor and objecting to what you were saying.
Yes. The studio in the old house was below Megan's bedroom.
When I was on regularly, it was when I was in graduate school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. In New York.
First in Oxford and then in New York.
Right. Yeah. Because we had the studio in Oxford. Just go.
Well, the studio being the bedroom upstairs.
So every once in a while, it's fun to get an insight into. Brendan was here, and
he razzed you. I heard.
Well, he said something that didn't set well with me, but he explained it well. I was hoping he'd wander in here as well. He said something about. I think you asked him, Victoria, whether, and this is not a referendum. He can explain himself. I didn't think about it much when he first said it, but I think you asked him, what do we need to know about your father? And he said he's very smart, but he's not as smart as he thinks he is. And I sort of chuckled about that. And then I didn't like it.
No,
you didn't like it.
Yeah, my feelings
were
hurt.
Then it sunk in.
Yeah. Right. And why are you laughing? What do you mean?
I love you, and it's funny.
Oh, you think it's funny, huh?
I think what he meant was that you may not give credit to other people's intelligence as much as you should.
Ooh,
I think that's what he. Yeah, I think that's what he meant.
What would be an example of that?
Well, all of us are brilliant, but we're often. Not given that credit.
Really? You don't think I give you enough credit?
He also explained it by saying, he gendered it, which was interesting. He said, I would say the same thing about all of the men that I know. That he knows a lot of very smart men, but none of them are as smart as they think they are.
Huh.
It's actually sort of wise now that you're explaining it that way.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So Dad was forced to kind of tuck his hurt feelings away and say, oh, all right, then. That's fine. And shuffle off to bed.
Well, my children have always been... Megan used to say to me, be careful about certain things. I remember as when they were younger, my encouragement for them to be themselves and to think for themselves.
Be careful what you wish for.
Right. And so that's proven to be at times the bane of my existence, and at other times, more often than not, something I'm very proud of. Because the problem people have today is they want everybody to think as they do, or too many people want too many people to think the same way they do. And it's time.
That's because we're right.
Oh, I see. Well, it depends on what you're talking about. Sometimes that's true, and sometimes it isn't. But the idea of one of the things that that this sounds like a cheerleading squad for my children. The idea that Megan could be the kind of mother that she is fascinates me. And I've said, no, you don't look at me like that. I've said that to
you. Like that because in your mind, I'm still 8. And
well,
every time you see me with my husband and my son, it blows your mind away.
That may be a little bit.
How does this 8-year-old raise a 2-year-old?
I'm telling you, you should look at his face and you can see the wheels turning in his brain. Like,
aww.
I know this is really happening. I know that she's a grown-up. I know that she has this going on. But in my mind, she's 8. And it is kind of sweet.
But I also think that's part of Doug doesn't believe his own age. So he can't imagine that he has a daughter who's old enough to have a son.
I think that's totally true.
Yeah.
Age is just a BS number.
There we are.
Yeah. It's all about a feeling.
that sort of rolls around in some of my friends' minds. But I think it is an approach to life that maybe keeps you into a younger frame of reference.
Well, but is it not just as possible to say, like, I mean, after I turned 40, like, the years...
You're 40?
Yes, Dad, I'm 43. You're old enough to have a 43-year-old daughter.
You're killing him. You're killing him.
The 40s are awesome.
Awesome.
My 30s were good. The 20s are a mess. The 30s were good. The 40s have been wonderful so far.
The 20s were a mess?
Yeah, of course the 20s were a mess.
30s were a mess for me.
Well, but you take my point. Like, yes. You can say age is a BS number, and that's fine. But, in fact, I'm happy to be in my 40s. I think it's great.
Well, the seasoning that you've gotten, it's very difficult. And that's maybe more to the point and the value of the conversation here, other than taking a few moments of liberty with me. The idea of being a mother at a mature age, a lot of women get married. I think, though, more and more. You remember how we used to talk about, was it a good idea to get married too young?
You didn't think it was a good idea to get married at all.
Well.
In fact, as I was planning my wedding, you said, why do you have to get married? I'm pretty sure that wasn't just because you were paying for it.
I was going to say, that may have been after I put tens of thousands of dollars away for the experience.
No, but anyway, sorry, you were saying.
No, well, I just think that there is something to be said for maturity when it comes to being a parent, and I see it in Miles, and I really, because our experience, your mother and my experience with you, is just the opposite.
We were
too young when
we were quite young.
Yeah, and so there was a learning in a way, and I say this to people who might want to have children: you'll grow up with your children, or they'll grow beyond you. I think there's, if you're not smart, if you're having children in your 20s, today, children are not mature in their 20s. They just aren't, for the most part. Kara is no more ready to have a child than, you know, the man on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't want to.
I imagine the man on the moon would also have some trouble having a child.
I think that would be tricky for the man on the moon.
Yeah, right. But you know.
I mean, Dougie, I don't know if anybody's ever ready
but
to have
just love
a
Jennifer.
Kid.
She calls me Dougie the way she calls me Dougie.
Well, I don't think anybody's ready to ever have a kid. I mean, Megan.
I agree.
You know, I mean, you and I are probably going to be about the same age, God willing, if I can have a kid mm-hmm. child as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're never, I mean, I would still be freaked out every second of the day, making sure you're trying to do the things right. But the one thing about your parents, because your parents kind of have the same relationship that my parents have, is that no matter what, you know you're going to be okay, because your parents teach you how to love. Your mom was amazing. Your dad's mm-hmm. a loving guy. And while they make mistakes, maybe while you're growing up or whatever, that's the one lesson that you take away is to just, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bare minimum, is just love your child and try to do what's right.
And then you have a child in her 40s who says, no matter what else is true of my life, I know that I am loved and that I have been loved. And that is the bedrock that I go back to. Well, but I think you don't always know it when you're younger. I think you have to be thinking about it. And that's when I return to thinking about parents and, you know, missing my mom. I also think whatever else is happening or is true, I know that I was loved, that I am loved. And that's what I wish for my son. Now we're going to make him cry.
But it is very true. I think with age comes the fact that you look back and you realize your parents were just human. But mm-hmm. if they loved you, that's really all you need.
Yeah, and you have a tremendous empathy for them as you get older, and that's another thing that I think is good about.
So the good news is, Dougie, you're off the hook.
Well, I don't know if you're ever really. I'm not sure I want to be off the hook.
No, I don't think.
I don't
want to
be a helicopter parent, but I want to be involved. I was never really. Well, but I don't want to not be in my children's life. And they tell me there's a barometer as to how much they want me involved, and I know what the line is.
Sometimes.
Don't you think?
Huh? Mostly.
What do you mean sometimes?
Well, that's why we're all here today, Dougie, because Megan wants to give you a new line. Starting now.
Yeah. But
we said last night, didn't we, that you were, because you were fussing and saying, oh, I want my children to think well of me. And
Brennan, you were fussing like that.
Yes. There was some grunching and some grinching. But you also said, you know, you said that, and Brennan and I both said, I think I was the one who said it out loud, but we were like, we do think well of you, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here. You know, there's no particular reason for your children in their 40s to be at home sitting on the couch arguing with you about politics. But unless, if they don't like you, they're probably not going to do that.
That's probably true.
You know.
Well, but the other side of it is that in terms of parenting, whether it happened by accident or design, I mean, I don't think anything parenting, well, I certainly had no place to go in terms of reference to how to be a parent. I was on my own and, you know, tried to sort of figure it out. But I see in you now the things that we used to, your brother and I would not chuckle, but we'd wonder, okay, what do we have to do to help Megan be a good mother? And we don't have to do anything because you are a great mother. And it's very satisfying for me to see that.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that again the next time my son is up howling for 45 minutes from 5:30 onward.
Well, it doesn't bother me at 5:30 in the morning, but that's what a 2.5-year-old is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call it the terrible twos.
Well,
I haven't
still
seen
do, but they just have equally terrible names for all the subsequent years, which are some of them things I can't say on the air.
Really?
Involving four and other things that yeah, you know that you have your three-nagers. And your effing fours. I've also heard parents refer to the effing five. So, yeah, there's some time. But the terrible twos are still a thing.
See, I don't see him that way at all. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's because...
He puts on good behavior for you. And
does he?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, not in a kind of in an artificial way, but, you know, this is something you want as a parent. You want your child to behave, to put on his best self for other people. If he's going to be, you know, horrible, you want him to do it at home so that you can talk to him about it quietly at home. But you want him to be able to be nice out in the world.
Mm.
And he can mostly do that.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
He understands that.
Yeah, now that may all change. That may all change tomorrow.
10 before the hour, DJV time. Thank you, Megs. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Technology, as you know, is overhauling virtually every industry, from communication and transportation to entertainment and commerce, from what's in your hand to what's in your car and, of course, in your home. Technology is changing the game, and appliances are no exception. Joining us on the line is Ashley Odisho, brand manager for LG Electronics in Toronto.
Quad wash, as the name denotes, literally has four wash arms. So your standard dishwasher, if everyone thinks of what they have currently at home, has just two wash arms in the bottom of their tub. Ours has four, so as you could imagine, this just gives obviously more cleaning coverage. But two of the four wash arms actually rotate back and forth, which is another innovation that does not currently exist in the market.
Quad wash dishwashers from LG are also quiet and energy efficient. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by Asus.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
You trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV Experience. There are many moments in this program that are devoted to our pets, dogs, cats, and other miracles and mischief from them. We have Dr. Robin Ganzert with us now, who is the author of The Dog Really Did That. It's a Chicken Soup for the Soul book, The Dog Really Did That. And then there's another one, The Cat Really Did That, 101 Stories of Miracles, Mischief, and Magical Moments. Dr. Ganzert is President and Chief Executive Officer of the American Humane Society. And so this is a group of people who have, I'm sure, great stories. You could probably... All of you and your colleagues, Dr. Ganzert, could write good stories. I am a dog lover. I'm a farmer, so I've had cats around all my life. They've been barn cats. I find cats a little bit, they're a little puffy for me. I have had a great love affair, however, with an English bulldog. The last one was 15 years. We can all, any of us who have had dogs or cats can relate to this, and that's what makes the good, that's what's good about the book, because it's relatable. Any good book is relatable. So how do you, what's your story with dogs? What kind of friendship have you had with dogs over the years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I talk about several of the dogs in the foreword, too. The dog really did that. And one of them I talk about is that magical dog in my life named Ashley. Ashley came into my life right after college. She was a Weimaraner that had been was wandering the streets in my grandmother's home in Ashland, Kentucky. And so I saw her. I fell in love with her. I rescued her and took her back home with me to North Carolina. And we spent the next decade together. Ashley had this incredible heart, and she was just one of those very special animals. And I always say, who rescued whom in terms of these animals coming into our lives? And Ashley really did that. I also talk about Daisy. She's my dog now. She's a little furry white 10-pound dog. She travels with me a lot as I do my work around the country. And what Daisy's story is she was returned to a shelter 2 times before she was 9 months old. And then she came into my life. I was her third time try. And, of course, we've lasted and we will last forever. She's just an incredible dog. But it's really all about this incredible unconditional love that our four-legged best friends offer us. And these stories, 101 stories of cats and dogs, are really incredible reads. They make you laugh. They make you cry. They really just, I think, make a smile. And today I think we need a lot more smiles.
There's a humanization of dogs. I could say that about Charlotte, who was with her eyes and her expression always on top of what was going on. He knew exactly what she was thinking about the women in my life. She was very, she really wanted to make sure that she was the number one woman in my life. And she shared that spot. She shared the spot in the last 2 or 3 years of her life. She shared that spot with somebody, but it really was wonderful to just watch her and her expressions and be able to understand what it was. We didn't need to talk to each other. We just looked in each other's eyes. And that's one of the great things about getting close to that kind of a being. Always there. You use the term unconditional love, which is what the relationship we have with our animals, with our dogs and our cats, is what we long for in terms of our human endearments, isn't it? You long for a person who will give you unconditional love like your dog does.
I always ask, how did us humans get so lucky to have dogs as our best friends, right? Yeah. And I believe that these animals in our lives, cats and dogs and all animals that share our world, they make us better humans. One of the stories in The Dog Really Did That is about American Humane's rescue work in the state of West Virginia. If you recall, last summer they had floods, which was just horrible. And this is a story of Jake, a beautiful golden retriever. His family, his human dad was Robbie, and Robbie lost everything in the flood. And as he was trying to come to terms with that, he saw Jake on the side of the road. Jake had been shot. You know, people get crazy in disasters, and Jake had been shot. Rushed him over to an American Humane Rescue Clinic where our veterinarian, Dr. Stavis, performed emergency surgery that saved Jake's life. And Jake and Robbie reunited, particularly in the times when this backdrop of all that disaster was just stunning. And that's keeping friends together in The Dog Really Did That. Amazing.
The author of the book Animal Stars, Behind the Scenes with Your Favorite Animal Actors, and now Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Dog Really Did That. And then there's another companion book, The Cat Really Did That. Dr. Robin Ganser, you can look, I'm sure, online at the Chicken Soup for the Soul website, and I'm sure it's at Amazon as well. Nice to meet you.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.